Sagt der Mishnah weiter, Masechtas Bava Metzia, Perik Dalid, Mishnah Yud Aleph. Ein Ma'arvin, Peris Bepeirais. This is how the Batanura learns. A Balabayas who says to his friend, I'm selling you the Peris of this and this field. Don't mix in Peris from a different field. Afilu Chadashim Bachadashim. Even if they're both new Peris. I think that they're both the same grade. They're both good Peris. But I told him it's in one field. I said mixing in some from a different field. No, you can't do that. The answer Chloimer, Chadashim B'Yishanim. And of course, you shouldn't mix in new Peris and old Peris. Batanur explains as follows. If I made up that I'm selling him old Peris, don't mix in new ones. Now, when we say Peris, we don't just mean apples. We mean also tfuo, we mean wheat, grain, and so on. The older ones, they make a better flour than the newer ones. Zok the Mishnah weiter, Be'emes Amru. Whenever a Mishnah says Be'emes Amru, it means that's the halacha. Be'yayin hitiru la'arev. Even though you're not allowed to mix old Peris and new Peris, but when it comes to wine, hitiru la'arev, kasha berach. You can mix, kasha means strong wine, berach with wine that's not so strong. You can mix in a little strong wine to the shvacha wine, to the weaker wine. Even though weaker wine may be easier to drink, and actually was more expensive, but that's not called fooling. Wine, and neishu mashbichai. Because a maisa makes the wine better. A little bit of strong wine into the weaker wine makes the weaker wine a better wine. It lasts longer. But if it's the other way around, if you made up to sell a strong wine, you can't mix in a weaker wine, because that doesn't do anything for it. So now, you're not giving the person what he ordered, and it's not pshat. Oh, I'm giving you what you ordered, I made it even better. That's not true. It's only if he ordered the rach that you can mix in some kasha. Very often when a product is sold, they add preservatives. That means the purpose of this is to make sure it lasts longer. So adding in a little strong wine doesn't mean I'm fooling him. It means I'm making the weaker wine stronger. Zakta Mishnah Vayter, Ein Ma'arvin Shimre Yayin B'Yayin. When you have a barrel of wine, there are sediments, shmarim, that settle at the bottom. You can't mix the sediments from one barrel to the other. Even though when you sell someone a barrel of wine, you're selling him the shmarim at the bottom as well. But Rashi explains that the shmarim of one chavias is mekalkel the shmarim of another chavias. Its own natural sediment, that's good for the wine. But when you mix in from another chavias, then you're causing problems. Avol noisin le yashemarav. But you can take the shmarim that are in the actual barrel and sell it along with the wine, because it was understood that that was done. The Rambam holds, this is only if you're selling him a full barrel. If I'm selling him a full barrel and I'm pouring it from one barrel to the other, I can pour in the shmarim also. But if I'm not selling him a full barrel, rather, I'm selling him a quart of wine or 2 quarts of wine, you can't mix in any shmarim. So, the Mishnah Vayter, Mishnah Nesar of Mayim B'Yeinoy, if water got mixed into his wine. Layim Kerenos, you can't sell it, letting people assume that it's pure wine, B'Chanos, in the shop. The buyers come in, they buy little by little. They think they're getting pure wine. So it would be dishonest. Elim Kein Haidiyah, unless the seller lets the buyer know, everyone who comes in, even for a little bit of wine, you should know some water got mixed into this. However, V'Loy L'Tagar, you cannot sell it to a dealer that buys a lot of wine to sell it to others, and that's true afal b'shaydiya, even though you let him know water got mixed in. Why? She'ena, because this dealer is not buying it for himself. When he hears water was mixed in, he doesn't care. El ramis, but he's going to fool the buyers. You know, the mefarshim say, this dealer is going to say, listen, he told me, but it didn't happen by me. I don't have to tell anyone else about it. So you're causing him to lie to others. Therefore, you can't sell it to the dealer who's taking the wine to sell it to others, to sell it to other shops, even if you let him know that there's water inside. However, says the Mishnah concludes, Mokam shenahagu lahat l'mayim b'yayin, if it's a place where it was customary, put a little bit of water into the wine, then yatilu, then put in the amount that's customary. Because whatever the minhag makom is, we assume that person understands. You don't have to tell him, oh, there's water inside. If in this place, everyone knows the custom is to put water in. Now, there were certain times that it was the derech to put the water in, and a certain process, certain stage in the process of how they would make the wine. But after a while, nobody put water in at a certain stage in the process. So then, tak, you're not allowed to. It's interesting. The Gemara says that in a place where everyone used to taste the wine before they buy it, you can put in water provided that there was enough water here that someone who tastes it will feel it. Because then I'm not lying. He tastes it. He sees this water inside or feels this water inside. If he's buying it anyway, fine. That's not my problem. So quickly, chazring over what we learned in our Mishnah. We learned you shouldn't mix peiros from one field with another field. If you told the person you're giving him the peiros of this field, even if they're of equal value, and for sure you shouldn't mix chadashim b'yishanim, because the older peiros made a better grain. We said when it comes to wine, the Mishnah said be'emes, and we said be'emes means that's the halacha. you can mix in a little strong wine in the weaker wine, even though the weaker wine is more expensive. But the strong wine was good for it. A little bit of strong wine was good for it because it lasted longer that way. We said you can't mix the sediments from one barrel into another barrel. But if you're selling some of the wine, you can give some of the sediments that's in that barrel. We said if water got mixed into your wine, you should not sell it in the shop unless you tell the people that are coming in to buy little by little, you should know there was water mixed in over here. But do not sell it to a dealer, even if you tell him there was water mixed in, because when he sells it to the shops, we're scared he won't tell them. And finally, the Mishnah said, in a place where the minhag is to add some wines at a certain stage in the process of producing the wine, then it was mutter. And we also added from the Gemara that if it was the derech of people to taste the wine, and they would be able to taste the amount of water that you put in, then you don't have to tell them.